A Jewish Journal article, celebrating Lag BaOmer, foodie style. Lag BaOmer is a day of joy. And, like most Jewish holidays, food is part of the celebration. Lag BaOmer takes place on the 33rd day of the count of the Omer, which coincides with 18 Iyar. This year, it starts on the evening of May 18th. Outdoor activities, bonfires and, of course, cookouts help to commemorate the day. Lag BaOmer is one of the most spiritually uplifting days of the entire year, Chef Leonardo Norifchan, owner of Lenny's Casita in Pico Robertson, told the journal. It is the yahrzeit of Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, who authored the Zohar, which is the foundation of all Jewish mysticism. I have no idea where I would be without the secrets of Torah derived from this Tzaddik. Chef Leonardo Norifchan and staff at Lenny's Casita. Photo courtesy of Lenny's Casita. The anniversary of Bar Yochai's passing is an especially auspicious time for revealed blessings, Norifchan said, who, as is the tradition, often travels to his grave in Meron, Israel on Lag BaOmer. I dance together with Jews from all walks of life as brothers, he said. It's incredible. When Norifchan was growing up, his family would light a huge bonfire and barbecue, then sing and dance all night long. And as far as food is concerned, Lag BaOmer requires a feast of grilled meats, the chef said. We had simply prepared lamb chops or ribeyes seasoned with salt and pepper and then grilled over a charcoal flame, paired with some Israeli red wine. Nothing is more simple and delicious. Chef Danny Corson, founder of Culinary Judaics Academy, and his daughter, Chef Zoe. Photo credit. Courtesy of Culinary Judaics Academy. Chef and educator Danny Corson is founder of Culinary Judaics Academy, which infuses meaningful Jewish learning into cooking classes for Jews of all ages and levels of practice. Growing up in a conservative home in New York City, Lag BaOmer did not have a large presence in his home. However, the two holidays that bookend it, Pesach and Shavuot, did. Today, I enjoy reflecting on the many debated origins and takeaways of Lag BaOmer, Corson told the journal. It's a pause from mourning to allow for celebration, as well as recognizing brave men with strong, committed ideals. And then there's the food. The time between Pesach and Shavuot likely would have been right after all the first crops had been planted for that year's harvest, allowing the farmers a day to do all the things they could not focus on before, he said. While you can celebrate Lag BaOmer with the traditional singing, dancing and parades, Corson opts for cooking. Cooking with your kids, he believes, is a gift for everyone. There's really nothing like the magical delight in the twinkling eyes of a curious young chef, he said. And the proud moment when they get to eat the fruits of their labor. Corson's cookout recommendation, roasted roots melange with balsamic glaze, uses fire on the grill as the chosen cooking method and utilizes a variety of root vegetables, so it relates to the harvest. It's his go-to that literally goes with anything or serves as a hearty standalone entree for any vegetarians or vegans. Chef Corson's roasted roots melange with balsamic glaze. Melange. 1 purple yam, 1 yellow yam, 1 sweet potato, 2 yellow potatoes, 1 cup rainbow carrots, 1 large onion, 1 tablespoon garlic, fresh or powder, 1 teaspoon dried thyme, 1 tablespoon honey, 1 half cup olive oil, salt and pepper to taste, sour cream. Slice or dice all veggies into thin pieces and place in a large bowl. Combine oil, honey and seasoning in a bowl and whisk. Toss together veggies and oil mixture. Sauté mixture, or oven roast, in hot skillet until tender, about 10 minutes. Be sure to stir often so the veggies don't stick and burn. Serve hot with sour cream. Enjoy. Glaze. 2 cups balsamic vinegar, 1 half cup brown sugar. Combine vinegar and sugar in a medium saucepan or pot, and stir continuously until thick and reduced. The glaze should coat the back of wooden spoon. There are many ways families can celebrate Lag BaOmer. Whether you are outside playing field games, enjoying a picnic or telling stories and singing songs around a glowing bonfire. Jennifer Cohen, founder of Our Happy Tribe. Photo credit, Stephanie Cohen. If you build a bonfire, you can tell your children to look up into the night sky and try to see if there are other bonfires brightening up the sky, too. Jennifer Cohen, founder of Our Happy Tribe, said. There's a lovely feeling of warmth, not only beside the fireside, but also the warmth of the Jewish community and connectedness too. You know that other Jewish families are celebrating with a picnic and a bonfire too. Our Happy Tribe is a Jewish-focused family blog filled with crafts, recipes and activities. Cohen's intention is for each post to be uniquely Jewish, whether it's something obvious such as holidays and Shabbat or an understated Jewish connection, such as a Hebrew word, Jewish value or blessing. Cohen suggested starting a family tradition where your kids help plan your Lag Boomer picnic. Picnics are so versatile, Cohen said. They can be held outside or even inside with a blanket on the floor. When my girls were young, they loved planning our picnic menu, and then we would spend the day together getting ready. Cohen's favorite Lag Boomer memory is from a few years ago. While planning a community-wide family picnic, two of her dear friends who grew up in Israel helped Cohen incorporate their childhood memories into the celebration. One friend who grew up in Kiryat Shmona told me that her family would roast potatoes in their Lag Boomer bonfire, Cohen said. It was such a special memory for her that she baked 100 potatoes to share with friends and families at our picnic. Now, each year, when my family plans our Lag Boomer picnic, we always make baked potatoes. No bonfire would be complete without s'mores. Cohen's version is a s'more pop, the perfect treat for any Lag Boomer picnic. Our Happy Tribes Lag Boomer S'more Pops. Marshmallows 1/2 cup, graham cracker crumbs 1 cup. Dipping chocolate, such as Baker's dipping chocolate, lollipop sticks or bamboo skewers. After placing all your ingredients on the counter, start by melting your chocolate according to the package directions. Next, take a bamboo skewer or lollipop stick and poke it through the bottom of the marshmallow until it's nice and secure. Dip the marshmallow into the melted chocolate about halfway up the marshmallow. Then dip the chocolate part of the marshmallow into the graham cracker crumbs and place the completed s'more pop standing up in a jar to dry. Begin the process again using the remaining marshmallows, chocolate and graham cracker crumbs. This makes about 18 s'more pops.